It's fun to listen to. It's fun.
Oh, Jesus, not that crap again!
Live on Curb Radio, your Saturday night, this is the Heim Big Brother.
Hello and welcome to Behind Big Brother Radio, proudly brought to you by the good folks at Cove for another year. It's already day six of this, the eighth season. For our new listeners, a very special welcome. For the regulars, it's excellent to have you back. And we're going to jump straight into it tonight. My name is Dave, and I'm joined this season by a couple of co-hosting buddies. First up, it's Tiggs. How are you going, Tiggsy?
I'm Big Brother Tastic. How are you, Dave?
Yes, very well, very well. I'm absolutely pumped for tonight, and I hope Ashy is as well. How are you going over there, Ashy?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks, Dave. You're sounding hot as usual.
Yes, not as hot as this next person, though. Also returning for the 2008 season is my favourite person in the world. It's Toilet Duck. Hi, Duck.
Hi.
How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very excited about the show tonight.
You don't sound too excited, Duck.
I'm just on fire tonight.
Well, it's great to have you back for another year then, Duck. Of course, we want all of you to be part of the show again this year. You can leave us a voice message if you have Skype, or you can jump on IRC and interact.
Dave, email us at radio@behindbigbrother.com.
Wow, you learnt the email address. Very good, Duck. Very good. We'll give you some more details about getting in touch with us later in the show. First off, though, something very exciting. As we go to air tonight, there is breaking Big Brother news. Have we got that link to Dreamworld there, Ashy?
Yeah, sure do. Here we go. It's live breaking news from the Big Brother compound at Dreamworld.
The winner of Big Brother 2007 is Alicia!
Oh, fuck, I was going for Zach.
Oh, me too. I'm so disappointed about that.
It's good to finally get a result, though.
It is, it is. We can put Big Brother 07 to bed then and kick this new year off. What have we got coming up on tonight's show?
The debate returns for 2008.
And I will win.
I'll be telling you what happened last night on Friday Night Live. Ashley will be telling us what happened in the rest of the week. We'll be talking about everything new in the house. And we'll be talking to Susanna and Thomas from Big Brother 07. We ready to get into it, guys?
Let's get it started.
Weekly Recap.
One, the first official quote of the week.
Samson, oh, I've missed quote of the week.
We have been using it in our day-to-day lives. It's a little sad. Anyway, this week, Saxon, during his intro package, I would think that one would have to be ignorant not to think that there'd be alien life forms out there. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of suns in our solar system.
What?
He's a clever boy.
I thought there
Which
was just a one.
Guy is he looking at?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's always wearing the sunglasses, because he's afraid that all these suns are going to just pop up out of nowhere.
Sunday, day zero. 14 housemates entered the compound, and Big Brother announced that they're not going inside the house, and that they have to choose one of their own to evict up front. They eventually decide to each give a spiel about why they should stay.
I think some of them did really well at that, and some of them did really poorly. Half of them sounded like they were trying to sell themselves to the producers and the audience rather than each other.
It sounded like audition tapes.
Yeah, I reckon David had the right idea, saying, I'll make your beds, I'll clean your toilets. That was, you know, he was the smart one.
Yeah. Sell yourself to the housemates, not to the producers. You're already in the house, or in the backyard at least.
I thought Ben was funny when he was making his plea. He started off saying that he would bring a bit of intelligence to the house, and perhaps therefore insulting his fellow housemates, he realised, and then he quickly changed his mind and said he still lives at home, he doesn't want to go back home to his mum yet, which was much better.
Yeah, I really don't like Ben. Let's just leave it at that.
Me too.
He's just an arse face.
What about Monday, Ashy?
Monday, as the sun rises, the housemates cast their vote. Big Brother calls on all of them to stand up and announce who they nominate and why.
That'd be pretty scary, I think, having to get up in front of a bunch of strangers and picking one out.
I think that the 6 hours that they had would have been fairly intense in the getting-to-know-you task sort of way. I mean, a lot of them in their voting used the reason, I didn't get to know you very well, I didn't get to talk to you much, didn't feel that bond was developing, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so obviously they did create some bonds with at least some of them.
Yes.
But what are you going to say, though? Get up there and be like, oh, yeah, love, I don't like your face. I'm just going to vote for you. What if you have to live with this person for 3 months and can't escape them?
See, I'd be getting up there and saying, yeah, I don't want to live with Terry because she's old and she's not good to look at.
And she smells funny.
And she smells funny. She smells like cauliflower. So anyway, Terry was kicked out on her wrinkled ass, then she got this hand grenade thing. There was a backdrop and everything, which sent Nobby out into the backyard to live in the combi van. Which, by the way, is just awesome, because whenever we see him on the screen, it's Nobby, combi van man. The only other highlight was Dixie having a teary in the diary room about missing her mum. After, what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I want to know, though. I want to know who she took to lockdown, because if she's as close to her mum as she says she is, you would assume that she'd spent the previous week with her, but if she didn't, then it would be more reasonable, because she wouldn't have seen her for, like, a fortnight.
But that would just make it more unreasonable if, after 12 hours in the house, she's saying that she's missed her mum. Why didn't she take her into lockdown? I'm not a fan of Dixie either. Dixie and Ben, they can go. See ya. Bye.
Yes. Yes, because the longer Dixie stays in the house, the more tears we have to watch, and that's as boring
exactly.
as batshit.
Exactly. That's not fun.
No.
So anyway, Tuesday, day two. Big Brother wakes the housemates up with pancake. Nobby does not enjoy...
Actually, how come you never wake me up with pancakes?
How come you never wake me up with sex?
Oh, shit. Thought this was a PG
Sorry.
Show.
Just...
Really? Really, Dave? You were here last year, yes?
So Nobby doesn't enjoy his awakening as much after an apparently restless night in the combi van.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Oh, yeah. I envy him. I think that if I was stuck in that house, I would rather be out in the combi van by myself. No,
I like the big bed. Slow. I'd be next to Rebecca.
Bianca on one side, Rebecca on the other.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, slut.
Bridget across the row. Nice.
David went in to visit Big Brother and admitted that he feels old now that Terry is gone. Poor
yes.
David.
Yes. Probably because his birthday was later that week and he was probably getting very close to it and he thought, shit, I'm actually 33 years old.
Rory comments about Travis's femininity and accuses him of being gay.
Go, Rory.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know we were pro this.
Yeah, what side are we on? I don't think that Travis is gay.
Oh, shit, he's something.
He's something, but he ain't one of my team.
No,
he, I don't want him.
There is nothing wrong with him. There is something different about him. There is something unique about him.
Bloody oath, there's something different.
Okay, so Dixie and Rima joked that Rory and Nobby are like boyfriends.
Great.
And then Dixie admitted that she has a thing for tradies and she finds Rory hot.
Who doesn't find Rory hot?
So moving on to Wednesday, day three. There is more speculation on Travis's sexuality from the boys, who will tell each other that Travis wouldn't fit into any of the circles on the outside, as they have started their Spa Boys group, the Spa Mafia, one of the cool tags that Big Brother gave them, the Spa Boys, with a Z. I thought that was funky. Dixie got upset when Rory made a comment about not being attracted to larger women. I'm sure that was only exacerbated because she admitted that she thought he was hot the day before.
And there was more tears about that too, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, of course there was. And now, there was something else that happened on Wednesday that was quite possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen on Big Brother. Shots of Bridget in the bathroom brushing her teeth. She's watching someone walking behind her. I think it was Dixie was also in the bathroom. She was watching her walk around. And she's brushing her teeth, brushing her teeth, brushing up her nose, brushing her teeth, grinning, brushing her teeth.
That was crazy. I was sitting there watching that going, what the hell?
Did I just see that right? Yep, there's toothpaste up her nose. What the fuck? I love Bridget. She's so much fun to watch. Over dinner, Nobby's sitting out in the backyard all by himself, and he's invented an imaginary Terry. Again, with the tags on the screen, very funny. Imaginary Terry. Nobby's nemesis.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was good. Saxon dropped a bit of a bombshell, admitted that he's a completely different person on the outside world. He's racist, he's chauvinist, he's a complete asshole. But the part that really got me was the fact that he said he's racist.
So basically his philosophy is people from other countries are no good, but people from other planets, they're tops.
There's Wednesday, day four, Rima and Travis tried to help Renee. They gave her some vocab lessons.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. Travis is going to teach her a new word every day and teach her how to spell it and everything. She got two words on Thursday because she didn't understand the meaning of the first one, audacity. So we moved on to critique.
I have to say, he's not explaining the definitions that well.
No, not really.
But it does make for funny viewing.
Oh, yeah. Renee's lots of fun. I like Renee. Also on Thursday, Saxon and Ben, as representatives of the Spa Mafia, went to Big Brother. And they told him all about their plan to kidnap Princess Sparkles. That would be Bridget's stuffed unicorn.
I think Big Brother was pretty good getting them to talk about this, because before they went into the diary room, there was no part about the plan to frame anyone, or it was sort of Big Brother's questions that led to that. We've got a very sneaky Big Brother this year.
Yeah, he's definitely getting the information out of them and planting ideas in their head. Yeah.
He's playing them all, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Then the boys went back out to the spa and they developed the plan more, and you know, David's going to steal Sparkles and put it up in the tree and they can never look at it, and then they're going to blame Dixie and they're going to tell Travis because Travis is a mole. Then David went and stole Princess Sparkle.
I thought it was pretty good the way he went and hid it in the combi van. It's sort of a place no one will look, and Nobby can't be blamed for it because he can't go inside.
Exactly. It's very clever. Mm. And not long after that, Travis, Bridget and Dixie are in the diary room talking to Big Brother, asking him for an animal. Bridget wants a dog, and Dixie wants a pig, and then Bridget changes her mind. She wants a miniature pig. And Big Brother very cleverly turns it around and gets Bridget talking about her unicorn and how important Princess Sparkles is to her.
Yeah, definitely. Big Brother is playing them.
Giving big snaps to Big Brother this year.
Yeah.
The only other interesting thing that happened on Thursday was the potluck dinner, again, where Dixie ended up with a bowl of seaweed and had a bit of a cry.
Of course.
And so Rima took her seaweed and gave Dixie her Indian curry.
Good on you, Rima.
Yeah. Friday. Not a lot happened yesterday. I think everyone was just getting ready for FNL, which Tiggs will give us an update on in a little bit. Renee, bit of a
bombshell from her.
Yeah, Renee came out of the closet.
Well, halfway out.
Well, yes, halfway out.
Yeah, so she admitted she likes the boys and the girls.
Yeah. After Friday night games, Big Brother threw a party for David. It was his 33rd birthday. Lots of balloons. BB gave them some alcohol. They all got very talkative, got to know the housemates a bit more, got to see a lot more of them, except for Rima, who didn't come back after the games.
Dun, dun, dun.
Big Brother announced during the show last night she had a toe injury, but has since come back and said she's in hospital with a broken leg. It's so far unsure what the final verdict is for Rima, whether she's going to be given the option to come back in or if she isn't allowed.
Wow, Big Brother's big draw cards are just dropping like flies this year, aren't they?
Yeah. Lost Nana Terry, lost Rima.
We'll have to wait and see what happens on that one.
Yeah, so that's it for week one.
Okay, first things first, this is absolutely live, and Get Love, you can stop complaining about it being pre-recorded now, thank you. It is time for our favourite segment when we bum around and chat about this week's hot topics, but first off, some breaking news from the house. Big Brother, just a little while ago, gave housemates a pop quiz, and they answered 9 questions correctly. Big Brother told them that they actually only needed 7 correctly, and they would win a new kitchen, so it looks like the house will be changing somewhat.
Now, do you think that the plan was always to give them the pop quiz kitchen task after only a week? Or do you think they're just sick of Dixie having a cry over what dinner she gets?
No, I think it was always in the works. Oh. What do you think about the dinners anyway?
I love it. I don't want them to start cooking for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been the best idea. Potluck dinner, it's awesome.
I don't think I could have eaten those prunes, though. I think Bridget got prunes a couple of nights ago. I couldn't eat them. And I definitely couldn't have eaten the seaweed that... Dixie got it first, I think, didn't she? And then Rima decided she'd have it.
Yep.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck. I don't mind seaweed, but I couldn't eat a whole bowl of it.
Nah.
No, that's just wrong.
All right, so the house overall. What do we think?
I love it.
It's very funky. I love the couch. The question mark, that is just so cool. Tiggs, can we please get one of those?
No.
Pretty please? I'll be your best friend.
You already are.
Yeah. Alright, okay, the launch, what do we think?
Which one?
not
the Sunday night stream or the Monday?
It was...
The Sunday night stream was actually pretty good, but
very
the Monday
good.
Night television...
Thank you to whoever was responsible, but yeah, on the Monday night, the it was good to get a look at the stage, new stage, very cool. Pity that we didn't get an actual house tour. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a lot of the house still to be revealed, so we'll see.
Yeah, what do you think behind that cloud door? What do you think's there?
Some sort of a scissor lift or something? Like push them up and tip them out the top?
Well, that's where Terry Will, who is through. It looks like it's just into a camera run or something, but maybe she got walked out through a hidden room.
Well, Will, who is a mod on the site, and we'll hear from him later, in fact, he's absolutely convinced that there is an elevator somewhere in that house. So, we'll have to keep watching to find out. Kyle and Jackie O, better than Gretzky?
I don't know, what's the lesser of two evils there?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so the new graphics, they, as Ashley was saying in the weekly recap, I think, that they have these nice little graphics under the names or something?
Yeah, the name tags and the subtitles for all of the characters and Combi Van Man, I think that's just genius because, you know, Big Brother's enjoying himself and he's not as uptight as he has been in previous years, so it's... more fun to watch, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention during the opening credits for a couple of days. But you know how, like, on launch night, they had all the previous winners on the opening credits?
Mm-hmm.
I think that if they actually changed that and just shown everyone who's a current housemate now?
Yes.
Or is it still the old people?
No.
No, they do show current housemates. They did they did an orange version of it for FNL, and... It was all blue for the dailies.
So we'll get the...
Same as usual,
we'll get the old red back for the evictions. That'll be fun.
Kappa also says that he likes the graphics on the website. What do you think of the way the website looks?
Can I be perfectly honest?
Piece of shit.
I haven't been to the official website.
Ooh.
Ashy.
What?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I haven't been there. Jeez. I mean, I maybe went there once a week last year, but... I haven't even touched it this year.
I go over there to hang out with Mika or whatever his name is.
McAuliffe.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the invite is still open to Mika, so come on the show.
Come on.
Oh, you slut.
Ashley touched on it before, but the new Big Brother voice, it's a lot less forceful, isn't it?
It is. I think there's a general consensus that the new Big Brother voice is one of the underlings from a couple of years ago, one of the backup Big Brothers.
Yeah, I think that is the case as well.
Yeah, very familiar voice.
Like I said, I think he's sneakier, but I think he's a lot more fun, Big Brother.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's going all right so far, so yeah, I'll give him that.
All right, well, thanks for that, Dave and Ashy. Thanks for your input in the channel too, guys. We're not pre-recorded, stop saying that. And remember to grab Merc if you're not in the channel so that you can come along and give us a hard time as well. You can jump on there on BBBA on Ozorg, and if you don't know how to do that, there's a tutorial in the notices and feedback section on the Behind Big Brother forums. So we'll be back in a few, guys.
Who is it?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Cove Radio and we're the Behind Big Brother crew. It's time now for our first interview of the new season.
Yay!
Earlier this week, we caught up with BBO7's Tower Thomas and Sexy Susanna. Here's what they had to say.
How you going?
Hey. No, it's me. It's all about me now.
Okay, so we know you've been watching BBO8 closely. What are your thoughts on the housemates?
What do you think about Dixie? I'm a bit freaked out that she keeps crying and breaking down. It kind of annoys me when people start crying and going into the diary room and saying how much they miss everybody and they've only been in there like 48 hours. You're not going to be too good in like 6 weeks' time. I don't know. I just think it's a little bit attention-seeking.
Exactly.
You said it's strange that she's breaking down on day two, but can I remind you, this is the point in the show when you actually went into the house.
Yeah, so?
Gold.
So while everyone else was already settled in, you were coming in as a newbie. What was that like?
I didn't really think that it affected things too greatly because everybody else is still finding their footing, like in the first couple of days, like proper friendships weren't completely established. Everybody was still freaking out and thinking, oh my God, we're on TV. I still consider myself like an original housemate.
The original housemates feel differently, but we don't like to talk about that in front of Susie.
Shut up.
Thomas, did you guys think it was strange that you got intruders that early? Were you expecting it?
I didn't think much on the show because I didn't know what to expect. So I was like, hey, cool, you know. And
actually, Thomas didn't even watch Big Brother before Big Brother.
I had no idea. You saw me, I was useless.
That really, really annoyed me. Like, how can you seriously go and audition for a show and have no idea? It's just stupid.
She's hitting me right now.
Yeah, I'm an abuser.
Somebody help me, please.
Shut up.
She locks me in the basement. I've borne 7 of her children already.
Did you start watching Big Brother from the first season or jump on board soon after?
Who's this?
You.
Yeah. I've watched it from the very first season. I'm actually kind of miffed because last year I obviously didn't get to watch. So I've got major, major withdrawals at the moment.
What's it like coming back to being a fan after being a housemate? Is it different to watch it now that you've been in there?
Yeah, it is because now I'm a lot more opinionated from the very get-go. And also I sort of don't buy into the propaganda that Big Brother sells you. It's editing the way that things are, you know, perceived by the public. It's good and bad. Like, I have teary moments every night, and it will be just over something small like, oh, my God, I know exactly where they're sitting, or, oh, my gosh, they've got the plasmas, or, you know, stupid stuff.
Oh, my God, they've put the same stupid housemate in there, that nice guy who's really annoying to watch.
Who keeps wearing no shirt.
Fucking loser.
So Big Brother gave the housemates a bit of a rude shock when they walked in this year, telling them that they couldn't go into the house?
It's horrible, isn't it?
What do you think was the worst thing Big Brother did to you guys?
Sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation. Yes, yes.
In a heartbeat, sleep deprivation was shocking.
I actually cheated during the sleep deprivation task. I was really, really sick and we were all coming down with sicknesses. I was coughing so much and that was around the time I was gargling or attempting to. So I'd gone into the diary room to get some of those cold and flu tablets and as you know, they've got pseudoephedrine in them. So I started to like stock them up a little bit and then when it came time for us to stay awake, I'd pop a couple of those and I'd be buzzing straight through the night. So there's my secret tip. If you ever have a sleep deprivation task.
While we're on housemates from your year, what did you think of Alicia? Are you happy with the winner?
Oh, look, I think she's as deserving as anybody. I don't think that anyone, you know, really did it any harder than Alicia or anything like that. I nominated her a few times, or at least tried to, but Big Brother never let me.
We talk to each other every week, actually. Yeah. Billy and Alicia, Thomas and I are really close.
So you're both living in Sydney now.
We moved up to Sydney. Susie's terribly homesick for a fashionable Melbourne. I miss my quiet little Perth and, you know, my circle of friends. But we moved up to Sydney because as far as work goes, there's just so many more opportunities here.
What projects have you got going on?
I have a 12-month contract with Zoo Weekly. I actually also write their sex advice column every week. I have the new V energy drink campaign. That was a lot of fun to shoot that, and I've just been given a lot of opportunities up here. And obviously, there's so many cool people to meet up here. Like, we've had some amazing experiences, been able to go to some great parties. I accidentally dissed Misha Barton on Saturday night at the MTV Awards. Thomas asked her if she would have a photo with me, and she was so polite and said, yeah, sure. And then I was too busy being cool and ignoring Thomas. And by the time he'd tapped me on the shoulder 1,000 times, finally turned around and he was like, Misha wants a photo, but she's walking away now. So that was my moment passed.
It is priceless.
The photo, you can find the photo on behindbigbrother.com. It's my avatar at the moment. I just find that on the Behind Big Brother site, I can sort of be myself.
Just and, up late.
Yeah, you know, you can give each other crap and, you know, if you can dish it out, you can take it. And I think it's a crazy little group of people, but I love jumping on there every night. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, thank you very much. We're very flattered.
Aww, group hug.
Yes. First impression, who do you think is going to win?
I guarantee you it's going to be an intruder.
Really? That's a big call.
My money on the line. Somebody who never has an opinion about anything is going to step out on a limb and actually say it's going to be an intruder.
Okay, guys, two more quick questions. Yep. Bree Amer was on 9am last week, and she made some comments to the effect that this year Big Brother's picked people with personality, suggesting that maybe last year they only picked the pretty plastic people. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's really funny, considering she's dating someone from last year's show.
I think it's really just a polite way of saying, oh my God, all the housemates are just so ugly this year.
Oh my God, is that what you mean? Like, you know, when somebody says, oh, she's got a really good personality, means she's really fat and ugly.
Exactly.
I think they're going to put in a bunch of stunners halfway through to try and mess people up so that the relationships are already established. You know, there's a little bit of a love thing going on or stuff like that. You know, there's those sort of bonds that have been made. And I think they're going to put a whole group of good looking, you know, alpha people to go in and screw things up. That's my tip.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. Fair enough. And finally, one last question. Thomas, I have to ask you, is she really qualified to hand out sex advice?
I'd say the truth on this, but she's got my nuts in a jar of in the kitchen. So, you know, if I ever want to get laid again, I better say yes.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
See you on the website.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out in the forums as well. It's really been good.
Yeah, no worries. We'll be on there in about 5 minutes.
All right, see you later, guys.
Good night.
Weren't they great?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was great.
Yeah, they were fantastic ticks. They would have been on the phone all night if we'd let them. That Susanna can talk.
She can indeed.
Yep, there's actually a lot more to that interview than we were able to broadcast tonight. The full version will be up on the website, and it's definitely worth checking out.
It is.
Welcome to the first Friday Night Live for 2008.
Okay, well, despite the protests of the nation, the fourth season of Friday Night Live kicked off last night with an out-of-this-world theme.
Oh, no.
Yay.
It's back. So the housemates came out at first wearing these bloody green lycra suits with little silver skirts. It was just amazing.
It was hideous. That was bad.
Anyway, before they even got into the arena, Big Brother had them all line up in front of a row of chairs, which had balloons on each chair, and they had to sit on their balloon, bust it, and the person who's busted last was out of the games. So they all jumped on their balloons and Rima lost. Yep. They got a wet ass. And then Big Brother told them it was all a big joke. And he made the very funny joke of saying, here's a towel to dry Uranus.
God.
Do you like writing Big Brother's scripts now?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know, but he recycled that joke 3 times throughout the evening.
He still hasn't learnt that he keeps going to thrown to a break with a joke. And they're the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I hope he's listening. He's a big fan of this show.
He loves us.
When they finally got into the arena, Big Brother told them that this week there would only be one prize for winning Friday Night Live, $20,000 cash. And that made
nice
them all
prize.
Pretty excited. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice prize.
So the first round had the guys and the girls competing separately. It was a big platform. They all had to stay on it as long as they could while it raised up into the air and tried to tip them off.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool game. I'd like to give that one a go, actually.
Yeah,
it was a great game, but a complete waste of time. No one got evicted.
True. Well, Rima did, inadvertently. She had a bit of a toe injury and got booted out. But apparently the whole point of the game was just to choose the best girl and the best boy to be the captains for the next round and swap the teams over. And the best boy turned out to be Saxon, and the best girl turned out to be Alice. So they picked their teams. I thought it was funny when Alice chose Travis, and he goes, oh, picked first. This so isn't like school.
Yeah. Who was picked last?
Bridget.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So then we went on to the second round, which was called Space Invaders, and it was basically they tied everyone's feet together and made them hop up the length of the obstacle course while the other team stood there and moved the junk around and tried to knock them over.
And, you know, I have to say, some of the rounds, the titles actually did relate to the game. Space Invaders game was nothing like actual Space Invaders.
Yeah, and it wasn't a pun or anything.
It's
just
Frogger.
Yeah.
Frogger.
As far as Friday Night Live obstacle courses went, it wasn't one of the better ones. If there is better ones, but yeah. Anyway, Alice's team went first, and they completed the course in 2 minutes 30.
Pretty good time, or so we thought.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be hard to beat, but Saxon's team got up there and they nailed it. They got it in 1 minute 18.
Finally, we got some people evicted from the game, which was good.
Yeah.
That was good. So then we were down to 6 and Big Brother said, split yourselves in half. So Bridget latched onto Nobby and Saxon, and that left the other team as David, Renee and Ben.
Now, you might look at that and think that, you know, Nobby, Saxon, big strong guys, maybe Bridget's smarter than she puts on, but I really do think that it was just the popularity thing. Nobby and Saxon have more popularity than Renee and Ben, and so she's just grabbed onto them because she wants to be with the popular boys.
Smart girl. Smart cookie.
Anyway, the third game was Alien versus Predator. Now, one team was in the middle in this big Predator suit, and the other team were aliens, and they had to run up one by one and grab the dreadlocks off the Predator. Yeah, don't ask me. Had to grab the dreadlocks and take them to the other end.
Now, I was watching this, right?
Yeah.
And about halfway through, I realised how you could easily win. If you were the Predator, right, and you had the dreadlocks, okay, all you had to do was go to the very, very far corner, hide in a corner. They could get two of them, but they couldn't get the third one because they would have to go out of bounds to get it.
Or they should have reached out through the head holes, pulled the dreadlocks off, and taken them inside the suit.
They weren't allowed to touch the dreadlocks.
Now, again, in this round, I was surprised by the result because it looked like at the end of the second team there, they were holding Saxon off really well. He was trying to grab the last dreadlock, and he was taking forever. And it looked like they were going to flog him, but Saxon's team came through with a better time again. So, another surprise in that one.
I don't know. Aliens were on his side, Tiggs. I think it's possible that Big Brother just made it that way because the other team cheated and he did not have to disqualify them.
So then, of course, it was time for a bonus round to get the numbers back up to an even level.
Oh, what happened next, Tiggs?
I'll tell you what happened next, Dave.
Thank you.
They had to race along on their bottoms.
On their bottoms?
Yes.
Bottoms.
Had to sit on little blue foam circles and race up a yellow tarp on their butts.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't supposed to be using their hands, except Big Brother didn't explain the rules properly, so everyone did, and then Alice won, and then he just let her go.
Okay, yeah. So we're back to 4, are we?
Yes, we're back to 4, and then Big Brother told them to split into 2s, so that left the teams as Saxon and Alice versus Nobby and Bridget.
Okay, cool.
So the fourth round was supposed to be this pedaling on a spaceship along a tightrope and your partner's hanging from the underside of the thing trying to grab helium-filled balloons. It was a weird game.
Oh.
And apparently not a very well thought out one because Saxon jumped in the spaceship and crashed the bastard. They didn't know what to do. Mike
was very confused
and the ninjas were trying to fix the damn thing and then in the end they just cut to a commercial break. And then when they came back, Big Brother said, Saxon, you were supposed to drive the ship, not grab the balloons. Plus, you also managed to break Big Brother's aircraft, so you're disqualified.
That's fair enough.
And that put the other two straight through into the final.
I do like the shot that they had of the broken spaceship just sitting there all walking.
And the ninjas standing around scratching their heads. So the final round was yet another obstacle course. Bridget and Nobby were required to collect slime from one end of the tarp and run it up to the other end of the tarp.
Now, do you like the obstacle course, though, that they had to go up and under or under and over or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And the first time they were doing it, it almost crashed on them. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And when they were covered in slime, that did not look good.
No, that was very inappropriate.
I think Fitzy's part of the night because he just loved it when the camera got a little bit on it as well. He was more interested in that.
Did you get the impression tonight that Fitzy thinks it's just a sinking ship?
The worst show on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that
totally
they all
agree.
Do.
Do you think they're sitting there going, how can we get out of these contracts?
Yeah. What am I doing with my life?
Again, hello to Mike if you're listening.
Hey, Mikey. Love your job.
Anyway, in 3 minutes, Bridget managed to collect 2.45 kgs of alien sprog and was beaten by Nobby, who collected 4.15 kgs.
Go, Nobby.
Nobby
got more sprog.
Go, Nobby, indeed.
Then
he got his trophy, which he broke a few minutes later.
No, he didn't.
Yes. No, yeah. I think David actually broke
it. David broke it.
And obviously he got his $20,000, TZ.
He did, but it turned out to be Zimbabwe dollars, which apparently, according to Big Brother, is only worth about $1 Australian.
That's
inflation for you.
So, guys, our final thoughts on the first episode of Friday Night Live for the year?
God, it's back.
The worst show on television.
Hey, look at it this way. Only 11 weeks left. If you want to give us your thoughts on last night's debacle or anything really, the mailbag is coming up on the show in around 10 minutes. And Dave's got no mail, so send us an email. What's the address, Duck?
Radio@behindbigbrother.com.
Go back to your box, Duck. Back!
Piss off, Dave.
She's feisty tonight. All right. Right now, though, you love it. We love it. It's big, it's bad, and it's back for 2008.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, boys, new year, new round. You nervous?
No.
I am as confident as... I don't know. No, I'm nervous. So it'll be all right, though.
Okay, but do you remember the rules?
Yes, I think I do.
Yes?
There's rules?
You get 60 seconds and then the buzzer sounds.
Got it.
Okay, for our first-time listeners out there, you need to get yourselves into the Behind Big Brother channel, that's BBBA, on IRC to vote. See the instructions in the notices and feedback section of the forums if you don't know how. Voting will open once both the boys have said their piece and will remain open for 3 minutes. Tonight's topic is... Corey Worthington should be killed on live TV when he enters the house tomorrow night. And as Dave's taking the affirmative side, he gets to speak first. You ready, Dave?
Yes, now I am.
Yes, you're ready? Okay.
Yes, I am ready. So, Asha Buzzia, are you ready?
All right, go, Dave. Yeah.
Corey Worthington is 16 years old. Remember that, because I'll come back to that in a minute. His claim to fame is deciding to have a party in his parents' house while they're away on a holiday. As every 16-year-old probably can tell you, they are addicted to MySpace, and Corey thought it might be interesting to invite just a couple of his MySpace friends to the party. So he put his address online. Fast forward to the night of the party, and mayhem erupts when a ridiculous number of teenagers turn up to the party. Corey was hounded by the media for weeks for some unknown stupid reason. They couldn't stop talking about him, and that's why he is going into this damn house tomorrow night. Everyone I've ever spoken to ever want him dead. And I'm guessing that Nobby, being the champion that he is, along with Rory and David, want him dead too. So I propose this. Plant Princess Sparkles on Corey when he first walks in tomorrow night and let Bridget know. She'll yell at him so much that he'll either run to Nana Cherry, which would be interesting viewing, or jump back over the fence. If he doesn't either, get Saxon to jump back into the spaceship he crashed last night and chop his head off. Oh yeah, and he's 16. You have to be 18 to enter the house, and that's...
Shut up, Dave! You timed up! Be...
You're too far!
Disqualified!
Not so disqualified, close. And I'm sure that everybody got your point, Dave.
No, don't vote for Dave.
Thank you,
don't have
you.
The time.
Okay, Tiggs, are you ready
that's
to
all
go?
Right. It's all right.
I'm ready.
All right, it's all yours. Go your hardest.
Oh my god, no. See if you can say that about my Corey. Dude, he is like totally awesome pants. He's going to be laying down the shizit in the BB house, yo. He's the wackest brother on MySpace. I hit him up on his blog, yo, and wrote all this nonsensical shit on his wall, and he was like, hey. And I was like, hey. And he was like, sup. And I was like, nothing. And he was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, oh my god, the party bro. And he was like, you like my glasses? And I was like, eh, maybe. And he was like, oh yeah. And I was like, oh my god, for Tuesday, you're going on BB, you're gonna rock that house. And he was like, yeah, man, forever, wanna come to your party? I like how he replaces the words with numbers. And I was like, for sure, I party with you. And he was like, nah, Tiggs, you're too cool, even for me. And I was like, yeah. But anyways, it's gonna be so sweet. He's gonna floor it up to 50 and blow that motherfucker apart. You'll see, you'll regret ever talking smack about MySpace Corey. He gonna be the bomb in the house. Just you wait and see.
Oh, good work!
Nice,
Jiggs. Thank you, and that's how it's done.
That was actually pretty good, Jiggsy.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
I wouldn't vote for you, but, you know.
You should.
Are you boys allowed to vote? I don't think that you should be.
No, all right, we won't vote.
No, we won't vote.
Okay. Okay, voting is now open in the IRC channel on Ozorg. We'll be back with those results in a few minutes. We'll
awesome.
Be back soon.
You gotta fight for your right.
You've got mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Welcome back. This is Behind Big Brother on Cove Radio. I'm Ashy, and this is the segment where we ask for your feedback. Dave's going to read the emails in just a second, but let's first off...
Ashley, read it out.
Okay.
Read it out, Ashley.
All right. I'm proud to announce that the winner of the debate this week is Dave with 17.
Oh, no! Yes. Yous are all losers, yo.
Dave is the winner.
What was the score, Ashley?
17 was it votes close, to Ashley? 7.
Hey, come on, I did get the raw end of the deal.
I would like to know how many Corey? Votes I got. Anyway, Dave, have you got some mail for us?
I do. I also just want to tell everyone on the channel that, indeed, the $20 to each of you is in the mail, so thanks.
Ah, oh, bribery! Scandal!
Alright, we do have some email, which is very good. Excellent to read. Toilet Duck sent the first email through. No, she didn't. I'll go to Bryce first, because Bryce was first. He writes, Dear Behind Big Brother, I'm writing this email to complain about that little pimple-faced loser, Corey. I nearly spewed when I saw his picture on Big Brother official site, and now I'm not going to visit that site until the producers remove said pictures. I absolutely detest Corey, especially because he became famous for holding a party. Wow, I wish it was that easy. Also, what exactly is Corey going in the house to do? Invite all his internet buddies and smash a rope tree? Roll over a combi van? Bounce on a giant bed? I really don't see the point of Corey entering the house.
Well,
do you guys think... What is he going to do?
Oh, who knows?
If I was in there, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, this is such cool because it's Corey.
I have to say something about this. Everyone has the same opinion that you talk to. You know, this guy shouldn't be famous for throwing a party, but if people didn't have such strong opinions and they didn't keep talking about it, it wouldn't be newsworthy and he'd just disappear. So.
Yeah, and the fact that he could get famous just by having a party, I just think that's really impressive. I mean, I still think that he's a arrogant little shit, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure, but...
But it's very impressive what he's managed to do.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, but anyway. Toilet Duck was the next email. First off,
did she step out and email us?
Duck must have stepped out to send us an email.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, she did. Yes. Shall I continue reading this email?
Yes.
Yeah, what's in the email?
Hey, Duck, what's an email address? Duck on the spot. Sorry, Duck. Sorry, settle down. Duck wants... Pack band. I don't think so again. BB is alright. I've been watching it for the first time in like 6 years. Saxon is a creep, and so is Rory. Renee is my favourite at the moment, only because she is a tomboy like me. Oh.
Wow. Duck's found another one like her. That's a scary thought.
An email from Get Love now. Dave, you have a sexy voice, and people should read my blog because it's the best. And Brie Amer is the only talented person left in Friday Night Live.
Does she really have talent?
She's got two of them on her chest.
No, okay. Did anybody see The Bald and the Beautiful Owen Fitzy?
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Let's not talk about it. It's just crap. Yeah.
There's a reason I left it out of Friday Night Live.
That was funny.
Yes, exactly. Good work, Duck. Good work. Chad wrote in, and I think Chad wrote in last year, so hey, Chad. Excellent
Hi,
to have
Chad.
You back. He said, hey, I'm enjoying the show so far, meaning our show. Looking forward to the debate. I hope you enjoyed it, because I won. So what do you guys think of Corey going into the house? I think we all just said that, so thanks,
I
Chad.
Think
good work.
It's shizit.
Thanks for emailing, Chad.
Trono sent through an email. He said, Good evening, guys. Everything's going well. This year's Big Brother has started off pretty promising. Lots better than last year, I think. Unfortunately, the biggest advertising point, Terry, is gone. For now, though. For now, Trono. For now. Mm. And then Rima's gone and broken her leg. Sad. Oh. Uh-huh. I can tell that these two are the ones the producers had probably hoped to use to get viewers. So I wonder what they're going to do now. That's a good point. But they do have Corey and Nana Terry coming back, so... They should be right for a little week or two, you'd think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'll pull out after that one.
Yeah, no.
By the way, who's this Trono bloke?
Trono. Don't be mean to Trono. Trono is wondering whether they should get some intruders. They're going to have to get at least one more than they had planned if Rima's not coming back. Good point. Also, one more thing. YMCA must never be played this year.
Agreed.
Agreed.
We like to make our listeners happy.
Now, Maurice or Morris, what do you think that is, Tixie?
Morris.
No idea.
Morris, we'll go for Morris. I hope Morris. So. It's 100 above, actually. That's his username, or her username, so we'll go with that. Hey, Dave and the gang, fantastic show. Boy, am I glad it is back. But the Corey crap has really upset me. How stupid are the producers? Until it extended to watch on a stream from a house today, I couldn't connect with any of the housemates, but today's session has helped me connect, and so I was pleased when they won the kitchen tonight. That's actually a good point. I haven't actually sat there and watched the streams in detail at all yet, and I really want to do that to give them the benefit of the doubt, but at the moment, they're really, really shit in my eyes. But have you guys gone on the streams?
No, not yet. And it is very hard when there's, you know, a dozen of them and you only get a half-hour show a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that...
And he says, P.S., you guys make the BB experience intense, unlike the official site, which is crap. So thanks.
Thank you.
100 above. Now, Capo sent through 3 emails. 2 of them were utter shit. The third one was a link to Slap Corey, which is www.slapcorey.com. He goes on to say, I really like the person who made that. It's what the little bastard needs to have happened to him in real life. So send a link around. And that is the mail.
Excellent.
While we're on the crazy shit that our listeners say, should we have a look at some of the comments from the channel tonight?
Yeah, okay. Lollies is going on about Trono being the gay one.
That happens every year, though.
There was some talk earlier about who everyone's favourite housemate was, so go now, post who your favourite housemate is, and we'll get a consensus of what we think. I want to see how it changes over the weeks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think the channel users are the most informed Big Brother fans around. What do you reckon?
You've lost the debate already, you don't need to suck up to them.
Oh, come on, we got some intelligent minds in there tonight. Look, Get Love, Manda, bloody Capo.
Yeah, they voted for me. They rock.
Piss off, Dave.
There's some love for Ben from Get Love, but then again, he likes you, whatever. So.
I like Ben. He's hot. He's a dickhead, but he's nice to look at.
Okay, I'm going gay.
You're going gay. All right. Excellent. Anyway, that's enough for emails and chat, but we really do love your opinions, so now we're going to check out the latest on the forums and catch up with Will, the mod, to see what he's got to say this week. So, Dave, what's news on the forums?
Yeah, I've got one here. Doublethink drew our attention to an article from the Daily Telegraph, which probes the bigotry and xenophobia in the house. It mentions that most of the racism, homophobia and hate goes on in closed circles between the boys.
This would be the spa boys.
Yes, the boys. What are they called? The mafia.
The spa mafia.
Yeah. That's cool gang, which is basically the whole guys minus Travis.
But the funny part of this thread is that it doesn't talk about the spa boys themselves.
Oh.
What does it talk about, Tiggs?
Well, the whole thing goes on to just rip it up this Daily Telegraph journo and say it basically goes on to say that, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and because he made some comment about Bianca and her nomination for who she thought she should be kicked out on the first night, they're saying that, you know, she's accusing Nobby of sexual harassment and she's up herself, and everyone on the forums is going like, what the hell is this guy on?
Interesting.
Having said that though, there are about 700 other threads about the boys and getting up them about the things they're saying. Obviously, you know, we spoke about it before about Travis.
I'm going to have to read this Daily Telegraph article because it sounds fairly accurate. Okay, so another thread. One of the funniest rumours to come out on the forums this week is the possibility that Nana Terry is actually Corey Worthington's grandmother.
Classic.
Yeah.
It would be hilarious.
Nana Terry Delaney. Nana Delaney.
Don't you just want to see him go in there together, and when she gets in there, she, like, pulls his pants down and spanks him? Get across my knee, you've been a bad boy. Or is that just me?
Thank you, Nana. May I have another?
Now it's gone to a bad place.
Okay, so we're not sure where that one came from, but it sparked a ton of possible connection theories between different housemates.
Oh, yeah, everyone's related to everyone now. Oh. Amazing.
What have you seen on the forums, Stigsy?
Well, there's also been a lot of talk still in the notices and feedback section lots of threads about things that need tweaking on the website, shall we say?
Yes, yes, yes. Like the recap section. It doesn't work at the moment. Also, we need to learn not to shut down the forums on a busy night.
I wonder who
that was. We should talk to the powers that be. But we are aware that there are still some little minor adjustments that need to be made to the new site, and thank you for helping us to see them. But they are on the list, and most of them will be fixed up soon.
Now, if you've spotted something good on the forums which you think needs our attention or to cast an eye over, email us a link at radio@behindbigbrother.com. Now, though, it is time to kick back and let your mind expand as we listen to the wise words of Will.
And hello there, welcome to the first edition of my audio blog for BBVA Radio, which this week is titled, Big Brother, Please Don't Make Me Hate You. But before I get on to my main discussion point, a few bullet point things. I liked the launch, edited the shit, but sufficiently different for me. I like Kyle and Jackie hosting, and I'm glad I forced myself to hold off opinion until I saw them in action. I hate Kyle, but I enjoyed watching him host. So that makes me conflicted, but I can deal with that. Did not like missing the first 48 hours of streaming. I don't think lowering the cone of silence over the BB website was worth it just to keep that eviction a secret until it aired. Speaking of the new official site, I think it looks nice, but isn't as functional and usable as it was previously. It's harder for me to navigate the site and find the things I want. What else happened this week? Oh, I like the twist with Nobby getting kicked out of the house. That's given some great comedy moments for the past couple of days, and you can see some of them on my YouTube account. Now, this is killing me, but onto the big news of the week. That low-life smear on a toilet, dickhead Corey is going to the house. My immediate reaction? I hate you, Big Brother! Ever since this rumour first appeared a few months ago, I laughed it off as being completely groundless and not making any sense at all. But I was wrong. They made it official on the OS that he's going into the house on Sunday. What remains to be seen is how it's all going to go down. How are they going to present him on Sunday? Will he be glorified, put in the house as a means of shaking things up? If that's how it is, I will vomit on myself. On the other hand, will they acknowledge straight away that he's universally hated and put him in the house expecting him to be torn down? Because that's the big unknown, how the proper housemates will react to him. My hope is that they will not accept him and completely shut him out. Maybe even beat him up and chuck his pasty white ass back over the wall, because he does not deserve to be in there. Regardless of one's opinion of them, all our housemates went through repeated auditions, all these tests, months of waiting, and a week of lockdown to get into the house. This idiot threw a party, screwed over his parents, and wore a pair of ugly sunnies. Even though it was just there as a temporary guest, it doesn't matter. Our favourite insider, Steph, made a great point on her blog. Why can't BB have faith in their own housemates to work up the ratings, instead of resorting to stunts like this? From what we've seen of Corey, he's a complete black hole of charisma and will offer us nothing. There's the line that any publicity is good publicity. After this, I call bullshit on that. I foresee a very dark week ahead of us. So that's it for my first Audible blog. In the very unlikely chance you'll want to hear it again, I'll get this up as a separate download in our blog section on the site. But until next time, thanks for listening. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Will, and thanks to all for contributing and writing in. Remember to get your emails into radio@behindbigbrother.com for next week, when our discussion topic will be Gretel Colleen. Where is she now?
I miss Gretel.
I miss Gretel too. Although, you have to admit, we don't see a lot of Kyle and... what's her name?
I'm back! I don't think so!
Well, that just about brings us to the end of our first show, guys. Thank God for that, hey?
Feels like old times.
It does. Now, normally this is the point of the show where we put our psychic powers to the test and say who we think we want evicted this week, but as there hasn't been any nominations yet, I want to know who you two most want out of the house.
I don't know, I still don't have real strong opinions on anyone.
No, you know what? I'm glad that Terry's gone, and I wish that she was staying out.
Really?
Ooh,
not
really?
Because she's old. It's not because she's old. It's because I don't like as much of her as I have seen. I think that she's too opinionated, and she's not fun to watch. She just sits there and judges. Oh, I don't like the way she reacted to Nobby. Yeah.
Fair point.
Don't want Terry back.
Fair enough.
I also have to agree with what you said earlier, Mashy. Ben bugs me, but he is sort of hot in some...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll just hit mute when Ben starts talking. How does that sound?
Plus, I think Rebecca and Bridget don't have a place in this new smarter house. They're more boobs than brain, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Dave?
Fair enough. Ben. He's a complete tosser. Yeah. He's the most up-himself person I think I've ever seen in the house, ever. He needs to be the first to go to, put him right back in his box.
I have
so
a plan. Cardboard cutout of Ben,
on.
Up in the corner, yep. Shirtless or naked or whatever, just for us to look at, but him out of the house.
That'd work.
Yeah.
I could get on board with that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Now, Dave, you got a couple of announcements?
I do indeed. Now, that is the end of the show. Thank you all for listening to us this week. Thanks to Will for contributing his audio blog. And also, can I just say that we are absolutely loving the user blog so far, so please keep writing, keep reading, and keep commenting on them. It's going beautifully so far. Special thanks to Thomas and Susanna from Big Brother 07. Remember that the full version of our chat with those guys will be up on the site later tonight, hopefully. Thanks also to Co for hosting us and keeping all facets of BBBA running smooth through our huge launch week. And also, please note that Vid and Vibes will hopefully have a podcast up tomorrow as well.
Woo-hoo!
Stick around, though, on Cove Radio here tonight for Up Late with CJ, coming up shortly live from New York. Shit.
Ooh.
But just before we go, we do have a slight admission to make. I'm sure you've all guessed it already, but Toilet Duck wasn't actually here with us tonight. We were using our awesome duck bot.
Yeah.
Yes. So sorry, Ducky, but we just missed you.
Fuck me sideways.
Thank you. We are going to leave you tonight with a little tribute, or a special tribute to Ducky. So have an awesome weekend. See ya.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.